Hey, neighbors, this is Ms. Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, October 22nd, being brought to you by Martin Lawrence's Lit AF Tour. Keep it locked to Power 98 for your chance to win tickets to the tour. It's going to be featuring Michael Blackson, D-Ray Davis, Benji Brown, and more. It's all going down on Saturday, October 27th at the Bojangles Coliseum. Tickets are on sale right now. You can log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. After wrapping up their On the Run tour, Beyonce and Jay-Z continue to do good in the hood. The couple attended this City of Hope Gala event and raised over $6 million for the charity. The nonprofit organization reportedly held the fundraiser to raise funds for its mission to further cancer research and treatment. Over 1,200 people were there, and Beyonce did perform. Also in attendance were Kelly Rowland, Tiffany Haddish, Quincy Jones, Wiz Khalifa, Timbaland, Usher, and Dr. Dre. Daniel Marino just secured the bag. The Philadelphia songwriter says he never received credit or profits for his work on Usher's hit song, Bad Girl, which is one of my favorite songs. So he went to court, sued the song's other co-writer, and won. A judge ordered one of the co-writers to pay Daniel $6.75 million in compensatory damages and then another $20 million in punitive damages. Now, on top of that, Distro Music Productions agreed to pay him $17.35 million to bring his total to over $44 million. Good news for Usher, though, he was not named in the suit. Amber Rose celebrated her 35th birthday with this lavish surprise birthday party thrown by none other than her new bae, Def Jam Records exec Alexander A.E. Edwards. Amber came home on Saturday night to a house full of family and friends, including her cute little son, Sebastian. And by the looks of the video, she was completely shocked. Word is A.E. dropped a couple of racks on the party and partnered with Ciroc and Chef E-Double to cater and make everything come together nicely. All right, check out this story. Burby, this one, you might be interested in this one.
Okay.
Stony Brook University originally booked Teyana Taylor for their Back to Brook event later this month, but they had to find a new artist after she canceled. Mm-hmm. Insert Ashanti. All right.
Sorry,
don't do that.
Sorry.
Don't laugh early before I get through the whole story. They secured Ashanti, but get this. They ended up having to cancel the concert altogether due to poor ticket sales. Guess how many tickets they sold?
I heard. 24?
Guess they sold 24 tickets to come see Ashanti. All right. Now, in Ashanti's defense, the last time she had a hit, these college students would have been like 2 years old because it was like 18 years ago.
They don't know who Ashanti is.
They don't really know who Ashanti is. So that's in Ashanti's defense. All right. Happy birthday to 21 Savage. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
What the hell is going on?